This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Missouri Democrat Party openly calls to burn down the homes of Trump supporters. What happened was some guy named John Cooper, he put up a picture of a house that had Trump flags all over it. Trump 2024 and Jesus and Trump and Trump this and Trump that. And the guy said, what would you do if this was your next door neighbor? And the official account of the Missouri Democratic Party said, the roof is on fire. We don't need the water. Let it burn. As I've tried to explain time and time again, the nursery rhyme conservatism, which is what we've had for 50, 60 years in this country, has referred to these communists as liberals and progressive and leans left. And so you think about your liberal Aunt Peggy as just kind of a kook, a little misguided. And yeah, she can be nasty at times, but just kind of a little bit off. And don't get me wrong, I'm sure she is a little bit off. She's capable of horrors you can't possibly imagine. When you, and here's why. I need to explain why this happens to communists. Why are communists so violent and so vicious and so murderous? There's a couple different aspects to it. Here's a great example. My kid, my oldest son, got ants in his room. Bad. We got a really, really bad ant problem. I'm going somewhere with this. Just hear me out. Hear me out. Why does he have an ant problem? Because he's 14. He's a runner. And we've got him training hard and running. And so even when he's not running, he's moving. He's just one of those kids. He can't sit around. And he eats all the time. You can come. I'm convinced you could set your alarm for 1 a.m. and you'd have a decent chance of catching James in the pantry. He eats. And he grabs food sometimes and takes it to his room. And he eats. And he's a little bit sloppy, if we're being honest. Sometimes if it's a plate or something, he'll leave it in there. And lo and behold, we had an ant problem. Now, James comes to me and says, Dad, I got ants. And I went in, I saw the ants, I confirmed it. I said, oh, crap. Okay, well, we don't want ants all over the house. And what did I do? I did the exact same thing you did. I went down to Ace Hardware and I got the ant killer, the little ant killer pod things you put on the floor. And I went home and I unwrapped. I'm going somewhere with this. Hang with me. I went home. I unwrapped them. I set them on the floor. And all the ants went in there. Beep, beep, beep. Ate the poison bait and they all died. Boom. Now, how did that explain communists or communism or why they're so violent and murderous? Well, I want you to think of me as the communist. Okay? Somebody comes to me. Someone I love comes to me and tells me, I have a problem. Can you help me? And the problem I have, it's an ant. It's something meaningless to you. There's nothing sacred to me. Maybe you worship them. There's nothing sacred to me about an ant. It's a tiny little annoying. I don't think they're actually officially insects. Whatever it is, it's a tiny little bug. I don't care about ants. I would kill all of them. Actually, ants are really cool. Don't get me wrong, but I don't care about ants. The ant itself means nothing. And if the ant is presenting a problem for someone I love, for something I love, well, I'll just kill them all. I'll just go get some poison and I'll poison them all and I'll kill them all. Remember this always about the communists. Always, 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 always. This is central to why they've killed so many people. The communist does not place value on human life, on any individual human being, on any individual human soul. It's what I've explained to you before of whatever your belief system is. It matters not. You don't have to be a believer in something, some form of religion or something, but you have to do this. You have to acknowledge and accept he is. He's a believer in destruction. He worships it. He loves it. And when he has plans, and he believes they're grand plans, he believes destroying, that's part of his lot in life. That's what his God demands. His God demands that he destroys something, whether it's your kindergartner or professional sports or the media or the FBI. That is his job. His God demands that destruction. And something steps in his way that prevents him from carrying out his mission for God. And that something that steps in his way is as meaningless as an ant. Well, of course, they'll just kill it and move on. They've killed so many people because when they observe death and destruction, they don't have that feeling inside of them like you get when you hear about death or destruction or misery. Oh, no, a school bus went off a cliff in Chile and all the kids died. No, it didn't. Hold on. It didn't. I'm not saying that. But, oh, no. You would immediately do what? Immediately. You would think about those poor kids. Oh, I hope they didn't feel any pain. Oh, I hope their families are okay. Hey, let's say a prayer for them. My heart breaks for them. You're thinking about the individual human souls you value on there. But the communist doesn't look at human beings that way. There's nothing sacred about them. There's not even a soul. They're nothing. They're cogs in the wheel. They're ants. And if the ants get in the room of somebody you love, if the ants are in the way, well, you just kill them all without a moment of hesitation. Why wouldn't you kill them all? They're ants. That's why violence for these people, it's honestly, I've tried to explain it. It's not what they do. It's who they are. It's just who they are. It's woven into their very fabric. There was a lady in a neighborhood I used to live in. Not in Houston, not even in Texas, but in a neighborhood I used to live in. And this is before I was even political. Now, I was never a Democrat, but this is before I was even political. So I was younger. Right? So I was younger. I was a kid. I was a teenager. And it was a neighborhood where most people knew each other and whatnot. And she was known, widely known. Oh, she's the Democrat activist in the neighborhood. She's the liberal Aunt Peggy. Everything's going to be Democrat this and politics that. And she's always going to be screaming about something. And I'll never forget it. That lady was, I don't remember if they arrested her or just cited her. But that lady got a visit by the cops. Why? There was an election, a local election, not even a national one. There was a local election, and her neighbor across the street had a sign of a city councilman who was a Republican. He was running to, she, of course, had all the Democrat signs in. Well, instead of debating him or arguing with him, or even better, just ignoring him or letting him go, they found out that she wrote a handwritten letter, a threat of violence. She didn't sign it from herself, but she wrote him a threat of violence and put it in her mailbox and put it in the neighbor's mailbox. It was just nothing for her. Of course I would threaten him with violence. Of course I'm going to threaten to post his address online. No, give out your name. What's your phone number? Hey, what's your home address? Hey, maybe something will happen to you. Don't come to my town. How many times have you heard Democrats talk like this? They're murderous, inherently violent people. Of course they threaten to burn down the home of a Trump supporter. It's what I've tried to explain about the Trump indictment. As horrible as it is, as unjust as it is, as crazy as it is, that jury, it's going to be full of people who really do believe that Donald Trump is like Hitler. And I know that's laughable and insane and crazy, and you roll your eyes and shake your head at that, and I do too. And it is. It's laughable, and it's insane, and it's crazy. But that 55-year-old Democrat who's going to sit on that jury with the Obama judge standing over the case, that lady really does believe Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. That lady really genuinely believes Washington, D.C. Democrats, they really believe January 6th, a bunch of unarmed people sauntering into the Capitol, they really believe January 6th almost ended the United States of America. They do. And that's insane. And so that's why when I tell people about Trump's legal trouble, and I'm trying to prep you for how serious this is going to get and how we're going to see things that you can't possibly imagine over the next year or so, you'll get people who will emotionally lash out and reach out. That's crazy. He's not going down. He didn't do anything wrong. It's not even fair. He can beat this. Man, you're walking into a world that is not real. You're walking into a world where people don't live in reality. You're walking into a world full of communists. Donald Trump is going to be tried in Washington, D.C., and the judge presiding over the case is a communist. She's not going to let him out of D.C. They're not going to change venues. All the January 6th people tried, they were all rejected because why would a communist let him go? And then the jury that sits over the trial, it's going to be 12 communists. He's in deep trouble. So stop saying things to me like he didn't do anything wrong. I know that. That has nothing to do with anything. We don't live in a country where that matters anymore, sadly. In Washington, D.C., definitely not. All right. Get to some emails here in a second. Let's get to this. Let's set all the politics aside for a moment. Let's talk about retiring one day. What do you do? How do you do that? What do you buy? What do you invest in? Real estate. Hard things you can touch and feel. Gold, silver, land, and real estate. Gold, silver, land, real estate. Things you can touch and feel. But when you say that to people, you always get the, I don't know how to do real estate investing, Jesse. I'm not a billionaire. I'm a normal guy. Done for you real estate is there for normal guys. They're there to handle everything for you. The closing, getting the financing, handling the rental process, finding the home you buy. All they handle it all. Why don't you let them begin with you? Why don't you let them begin with a home for you? Make a little money. Turns into two. Turns into three. Turns into you quitting your job. Go to doneforyoujesse.com and find out how to get that done. Doneforyoujesse.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. I'm sorry. I have to play it one more time. This really is. I know it's a little long. This guy's name is Michael Beschloss or whatever, and he was on Morning Joe. Listen to these people discuss this Trump DC indictment. It really is. It's everything they've wanted. For years, you can tell it's everything they've wanted. They really believe they're the good guys. They can't know. They're too darkened. They're too blinded to know they're the bad guys.
I went back through my lifetime, and I remember on August the 9th, 1974, my grandmom was driving me through Elmira Heights when the news broke on the radio that Richard Nixon had resigned. And that was one of those moments that stuck with me. That really stood out. Remember this night, what you said last night? I suspect we all will be looking back on last night as a turning point in this horrible chapter of American history.
Totally agree. You know, how does this fit into the larger American story? And that is this. From time to time, America faces threats from monsters who want to destroy our democracy. That happened in 1861 with the Confederacy. Abraham Lincoln and, you know, Northern soldiers and Northern voters came to our rescue, saved the Union. The same thing happened in 1933.
Now, I'm not going to let him go on because I didn't want to move on to other things, but I brought up that jury. The jury's going to face. Obviously, I'm laughing. I can't help myself but laugh about that ridiculousness. Keep in mind, that's how D.C. juries think. As you sit there and watch Trump with these bogus charges go through this horrible trial, and we roll our eyes about these all this craziness, the people sitting on that jury and the judge, they really do think stopping Trump was like a victory in the Civil War, like it was Pearl Harbor. That's how they think of it. And I know that that makes them crazy. I get that, but crazy is what it is. Dear Oracle, I fear my country is lost. I'm an old broad living in North Idaho. I was around in the 60s. Nothing has been this bad before. I fear for my child and grandchild. Thankfully, I taught them how to live off the land. We hunt, garden, forage, and raise meat. So many people don't know or have that option. I fear famine is on the horizon. Be prepared. I love the show. I'll tell you this. I am not sure exactly what is on the horizon. Nobody is, right? Outside of God. No one knows. But I have dedicated more and more of my life, especially in recent years, to making preparations. I really have. I talk to you all the time about food, emergency food. Get some. I talk about ammo. I have always had ammo. I've always had a decent supply of ammo. I buy more into ammo now than I ever have. I'm always looking for a new sale. I don't even like emails. I'm on a couple email lists. Say, email me when it goes on sale. I buy ammo now. You should have seen the look on the wife's face when I got the water purification supplies. And the hardest part was her asking me, what do you think's going to happen? What? What are you talking about? The hardest part was trying to explain to her, I don't know. Maybe nothing. Maybe everything. But I'm concerned about this nation going through some very rocky times. And who knows what those rocky times could be. One of the things, again, I keep going back to it just because I'm reading on them now. One of the things I've been reading on about the Assyrians is how mega powerful they were. And then in the course of like 50 years, they were gone. Well, what happened? Well, there wasn't one answer. The dad died, left the kingdom kind of to one son, but a little bit of it to another son, which normally ends bad. So those two ended up having to fight. But then when those two were fighting, Assyria got in another fight with the Elamites and they had to go fight them. But then when that was going on, all of a sudden a famine hits and there's a drought and now there isn't enough food. It's kind of one of those things, these major empires, when they start to break apart, everything piles on itself. You have things that are the fault of the people in charge, but then there are some things where nobody's at fault. It's just bad things happen. Has that ever happened in your personal life before? Maybe you were out of work. Maybe you quit your job. Maybe you were looking for this. Maybe you were spending too much money. You ever go through a period of time where you're spending too much money and soon, oh man, I don't have very much money left in the bank. I'm kind of broke. And of course, boom, that's when something goes out with your engine in your car and you're looking at a $2,000 fix. Well, the being broke part was kind of your fault because you blew too much money, but you didn't know that was going to happen to your car. It's just everything kind of comes down at once. I don't know what's coming for us in the future. I don't. I just know that I make more preparations now than I ever have. That's all. That's all I'm saying. It's part of the reason I talk to you about chalk all the time, too, by the way. I really do. I believe this in the bottom of my heart. We are going to need to be strong in the future. In what ways? Jesse, strong for what? War or something? No, I'm not saying that. No, gosh, no, I hope not. I hope it's nothing like that. I don't know what we're going to be strong for specifically, but I know we're going to need it. You're going to need testosterone, fellas. Only not big pharma. Naturally. Natural herbal supplements. Ladies, you're going to have to get your hormones right too. Natural herbal supplements. Male vitality stack or female vitality stack from Chalk, but it's so much more. Why doesn't everybody just get some Chalk lit powder and start getting that in your smoothies in the morning? Or mix it in with a glass of milk or something. It's delicious. All the vitamins and minerals you need right there. Boom. Tastes good. Start off the day that way. Get a subscription. Subscriptions are 35% off with the promo code Jesse. Go to chok.com, promo code Jesse. Chok.com, promo code Jesse. All right? We'll be back.
Yo.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, world traveling shogun, he says. Did you conduct any covert operations while on your trip to Israel? With your extensive spy training, did the shadow sneak off to save the world? Should we be on the lookout for international headlines in the near future or sabotage or regime change? Glad to have you back. And his name is Heath. I am not at liberty to discuss anything covert that I may or may not have done while over there in Israel. I will just point out briefly to you that I was wearing the fedora the entire time and the sunglasses the entire time. And at one point in time, what, Chris? You mean, well, it wasn't a pink shirt, Chris. It was salmon. Okay, the color was salmon. You know, it's funny you brought up the pink shirt. You know what makes me so mad? The wife bought that, obviously. The wife bought me that before I left. She went to Tommy Bahama. It's the only place that has tall guy stuff that fits me and is super comfortable. And she got these shirts. She got me a couple nice shirts from Tommy Bahama. And she gets me this shirt. And I pull it out of the package and I said, this is pink. I'm not wearing pink. She insisted that it was salmon and that everyone would know it was salmon. And I said, baby, that's pink. People are people. And I tried to explain to her. This is what I tried to explain. You realize it's our people, the anti-communists who are coming on this trip, right? Do you think they're going to let something like this go? Or do you think they're going to ride me mercilessly about this? No, everyone knows that salmon. I wore that shirt that day, and I must have had 8,000 people. The entire tour took turns making fun of me. So, look, hide in plain sight. That's what I always say. From the dossier today, it's titled, They Got Away With It. Now what? It's about Fauci and the COVID tyrants and all these things as Fauci moves on to Georgetown. And I know you're going to find this surprising, but Dr. Birx is going to a pharmaceutical company and they got away with it. Now what? Well, now what? Okay, let's talk about that. Now what? I've told you before that, well, you know what? You know how I brought up my oldest son earlier, James, and how he brings food into his room? Did you know that he's actually not allowed to bring food into his room? That's a rule we've made in the house. No food in your room. You eat in the kitchen. And yet, he brings food into his room. Why is that? Is that James's fault? Why is that? He brings food into his room because the first time he brought food in his room, we didn't ground him. Didn't yell at him, didn't bust him, didn't make him do extra chores. And the second time he brought food into his room, we didn't yell, didn't bust him, didn't make him do extra chores. Over and over and over again, James would take food into his room because he wanted to take food into his room. And the people who told him, his parents, that he wasn't allowed to take food in his room didn't do anything to him. So now James is going to take food into his room forever. Until, I guess I could do something kind of unfair at this point in time, just decide to crack down on it, and then it would never happen again. He's actually a very obedient, wonderful kid. You see what I mean? What's next? What's next for all these COVID tyrants? The people at the CDC, the Faucis of the world, because we have a brand new Fauci now. I don't know if you know. We're not even going to get into that today. What's next for all these politicians? You know what? Set aside the federal government. All these mayors who abused you, governors who abused your power, Republican and Democrat, keep in mind, Republican governors mostly sucked during COVID as well. What's next for them? What's going to happen for them? Well, nothing. They know they can get away with it. They already got away with it. Do you know how many elections we've had? COVID was 2020. I have that right, right, Chris? COVID, yeah, 2020. COVID was April 2020, roughly there. April 2020. COVID comes. You have any idea how many elections we've had since April of 2020? Many. Could someone please inform me how many COVID lockdown politicians have lost their seats because of their COVID stance? Is there one? Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm sure one has lost his seat for another reason. You know, Cuomo is no longer governor of New York, something like that. But that had nothing to do with him locking down his state. That's another great example. I love bringing this one up. Andrew Cuomo locked down his state, destroyed the state of New York, destroyed the city of New York, which I am in love with, killed, murdered over 15,000 New York seniors. No resignation. Not even any serious calls for his resignation. No impeachment. No nothing. They waited till there was another Democrat who wanted his spot, and then they knifed him in the back with the COVID restrictions. Governor Whitmer, that's a good point, Chris. Governor Whitmer of Michigan, real good point. Michigan, at least when she locked it down, kind of a purple state, a little bluish, but kind of purple. And she, I could show you the pictures if you don't believe me. She even had the seeds. You know how your grocery store sells seeds? Hey, you can plant some sunflowers this year in the garden, things like that. She had the seeds section of the stores blocked up. So you couldn't even plant strawberries. She had it blocked off. She just destroyed my friend, Republican Tudor Dixon, in an election. It wasn't even close. After treating the entire state of Michigan as if it was North Korea, the people of Michigan went to the polls and said, yes, more. What's next for these people? Well, what's next for all these people is more power, more prosperity, and they're going to do it all again. All of them. They're going to do it again. You know they're going to do it again because they had so much fun the last time and none of them lost power. That's why they're going to do it again. In the meantime, we have this.
Fitch has downgraded the U.S. credit rating to a AA from a AAA when the debt limit showdown was going on. Fitch was considering this downgrade even if the debt limit was not breached. And so here we are with a downgrade of the U.S. credit rating to a AA+ from a AAA.
I just want to be clear about something as I listen to that again. She's saying the word Fitch with an F. I just want to emphasize the word she's saying is Fitch with an F. That sounded a little muffled in my speakers, and I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that's exactly what she was saying. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying MyPillow's having a 20th anniversary sale. That's what I'm saying. And listen, when people think about MyPillow, you obviously think about pillows. That's what made the company famous. The incredible MyPillows. And I love them. I don't even know how many we own now at this point. It's on everybody's bed, and we have a closet full of spares. So look, I love the pillows. But you should know they make so much more. The wife has the pajamas. She loves those things. The My Slippers, I've tried to tell you before about taking care of your feet at home. The mattress topper. Maybe your mattress is getting old. Maybe you don't want to go drop a couple grand on a new mattress. Their mattress toppers can take it to a next level. And they have a huge sale on all this stuff. And right now they're offering a free gift valued at $20 for their 20th anniversary sale. Consider it your anniversary gift. You have to go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special squares and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Hey, Jesse, I heard about your legendary animal fighting skills when it comes to saltwater crocodiles. I'm going to hit the beach with my family this weekend, so I'm seeking your wisdom. What's the best way to fight a shark? No, don't shake your head, Chris, like I don't know how to do it. I feel like I could fight a shark. Within reason. No, I need to clarify. Within reason. I understand that when we're dealing with some kind of 20-foot great white shark who can just swallow me whole, that's just the most terrifying thing in the world, and there's nothing you can do about that. But I think some of these smaller sharks you see that bite people, I feel like the shark, he's used to being the only aggressor. When's the last... No, listen to me, Chris. You're not paying attention. Listen. Quit shaking your head. When's the last time you saw somebody who was attacked by a shark swim after the shark to attack? No, listen. The shark's used to chasing you, and it's used to things when they get bitten trying to swim away. Ah, look how scared he is because I'm a shark and I just bit him. Oh my gosh, he's swimming at me? What is this, psycho? I'm leaving. You swim at the shark. Always remember, at the shark, okay? Headlines I didn't get to. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Keep your chin up. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Boy, this is such a doozy of a flashback from 2022.
We just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
Now, they sure did. Trump, I probably should have played this. Trump responded earlier.
The country is in a very dark place right now. But even after everything the deep state has done to me, I will never give up on America. Mark my words, in 2024, we will win back the White House. We will make America great again. I have no doubt about it. They come at me from left. They come at me from right. The rhinos, the communists, the Marxists, the fascists. We will not only survive, we will be stronger than ever before.
Okay. We brought up caucus size earlier, the Freedom Caucus, and how they're getting bigger. It's not big enough yet. It's not big enough yet to push off the leadership people. It's always the leadership people that really, really kill us. Anna Paulina Luna, one of the good ones, said this.
I was horrified when I heard three Republicans from Senate saying that they didn't want to move forward with impeachment for whatever reasons, that this was just a tit-for-tat impeachment. This is not just tit-for-tat impeachment. This guy is publicly corrupt. We've seen it. If anyone did that, if I did it, if you did it, we'd be in jail right now. So what gives?
Well, what gives is the GOP is weak and pathetic. And we've convinced ourselves, not us, nursery rhyme conservatism has convinced our elected leaders and normie norm that we can get back to norms by practicing norms. Sure, the other side is unfair and they don't obey any of the rules. They don't even recognize the rules. But if we just act normally, then what's going to happen one day is they're going to see us acting normally and they're going to say, oh, gosh, look at that. I have screwed up. I was breaking the rules. And, man, I just watched you follow the rules. And now I want to be a rule follower. Your example, it inspired me to follow the rules and do things the right way. That's what they think. And that is so pie in the sky ridiculous. But that's almost the entirety of the United States Senate. It's crazy how prevalent that way of thinking is. All right. Let's get to, you know what? Let's get to Mantis X. I feel like talking about Mantis X really quickly. Mantis X, it allows you to dry fire practice. But it attaches to your weapon. And as you dry fire practice, I want to make sure I'm clear about this. It's giving you feedback. When I say feedback, I mean educating you, coaching you. It's a coach in your home. You're sitting there practicing with your weapon, being coached on how to improve. And it's putting you through drills. You're going through drills with Mantis X. Did you think the Green Berets would use Mantis X if it was just target practice? No. You're going to practice in different ways. And then one day, God forbid, it ever comes where you have to actually use your weapon to defend yourself, defend your family, you're going to be ready. You're going to be faster and deadlier than the other guy. But if that day never comes, and I hope it never does, what did you lose? What did you lose practicing? Hard work, a skill, and hard work in the air conditioning thanks to Mantis X. Go to MantisX.com and get one today, all right? MantisX.com. Listen to this guy again. I'm not going to interrupt him this time. Listen to this guy. And I want you to understand these two buffoons as they talk about this glorious day of a Trump indictment. Trump's DC jury is going to be 12 of these people.
I went back through my lifetime, and I remember on August the 9th, 1974, my grandmom was driving me through Elmira Heights when the news broke on the radio that Richard Nixon had resigned. And that was one of those moments that stuck with me that really stood out. Remember this night, what you said last night? I suspect we all will be looking back on last night as a turning point in this horrible chapter of American history.
Totally agree. You know, how does this fit into the larger American story? And that is this. From time to time, America faces threats from monsters who want to destroy our democracy.
That jury standing there looking at Trump in D.C., they're going to be looking in their eyes at a monster who wants to destroy democracy.
That happened in 1861 with the Confederacy. Abraham Lincoln and, you know, Northern soldiers and Northern voters came to our rescue, saved the Union. The same thing happened in 1933. Franklin Roosevelt came to power, saved our economic system. Pearl Harbor, 1941. We were bombed. Many people were giving it up and saying that, you know, the democracy had seen its last days. Franklin Roosevelt helped to put a coalition together at the last minute to save democracy and freedom around the world. 9/11, 2001.
Yeah, okay, you got it. Just a heads up, that's how crazy these people are. That's what we have to look forward to.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
The ultra rich are flourishing and sticking around in California. Yes, blue states are going to be places exclusively for the uber poor and uber rich in the future. There'll be no in between. I'm actually going to be fascinated to watch this happen to cities as they kind of partition off the rich areas. Amazon Clinic now offers video doctor visits in all 50 states. You know, I don't think that that's healthy. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of making life easier. But I think it comes to a point when it's things like medical care. I would hope my doctor would want to be in the same room to judge what's going on. U.S. doubles renewable subsidies to $15.6 billion in the last 7 years, according to the EIA. Yes, this is what they do. The politicians steal your money, and then they steal your money and they hand it out to all their friends and people who pay them in election donations. Americans flee Niger with European evacuees a week after the leader detained in what the U.S. hasn't called a coup. I'm not under the impression you care about Niger, but I made a phone call on this today, and wow, is that a tough name to say. I'm really, really being careful about this. I made a phone call today. This is one of those things that has the potential to cook off something fairly sizable in Africa, so keep your eyes on Niger. Chicago mayor still MIA after the weekend's mass looting. I don't care. They're talking about Brandon Johnson. Remember after they got rid of Lori Lightfoot? And then the people in Chicago promptly ran to the polls and voted for somehow an even more radical communist than the one they had before. So I'm supposed to care? I'm supposed to care that he's gallivanting around town while crimes are being committed? I don't care. I think it's hilarious. This is how the people of Chicago want to live. All right. We're going to have a good show tomorrow. I feel good about things. I feel like there's going to be news that just makes us smile. Are you ready for that? Maybe not. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.